Okay, we are now on page 9, and we're going to be looking at adjectives. Adjectives describe nouns. Was it big, small, red, blue, whatever? Notice that the root word doesn't change. For instance, on the top of the page, we have bolsh, or bolshoi. That's the masculine form. That's the way you're going to find it in dictionaries when you look up a adjective. Just know that those last two letters, in this case the O and the I kratkaya, those are there to describe something masculine. If you want to describe something feminine, you would add an aya on the end. So, for instance, a large house or a large home would be bolshoi dome. It's masculine. Feminine would be bolshaya kniga, a large book, bolshaya kniga. Something neuter would be bolshoya, as in bolshoya mlitsa, bolshaya akno, a large window. And then plural, bolshia. You had your root word stays the same. It's bolsh. You just add the ia ending. Let's look at the gray box in the middle of the page. Here we have a masculine as our first example. It's dom, or house, or home. To say a large home or a big home, we use the masculine form bolshoi dom. Bolshoi dom. Big homes, plural, is bolshia doma. Bolshia doma. Dome, the plural of homes is something, one of those relics from older Russian, I think. In true Russian, it should probably be domy with that E ending, but there are exceptions in every language. So just notice the change there from bolshoi, singular masculine, to bolshia, it's plural. Let's look at the word for face, which is litso. Litso, that means face. So a large face or a big face would be bolshoya litsa. Bolshoya litsa. Big faces, plural, is bolshia litsa. Bolshia litsa. Notice the ending on that adjective is ia. The last example there is the word for apartment, which is kvartira. Kvartira. We see by that a ending that it's feminine, so our adjective has to agree with it. So we now, so we have bolshaya kvartira. Bolshaya kvartira, the large apartment or a large apartment. To pluralize that, we have bolshia kvartiri, bolshia kvartiri. The last note to make is that regardless of whether something is masculine, neuter, or feminine, if it's plural, the plural form is the same. If you look at all three examples in the plural form, it's all endings are ia, ia, and ia. Bolshia, bolshia, bolshia. So that kind of saves some time in the memorization.